Do not think that you will be able to save yourself alone. Esther, chapter 4, verses 13 to 17. Let us turn to the book of Esther, chapter 4, verses 13 to 17. He sent back this answer, "Do not think that because you are in the king's house you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this?" Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai, "Go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa, and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instructions. Unlike animals, human beings do not say that they are happy with clothes, food and shelter only. It is because human beings are mental and spiritual beings. Only human beings get to have internal conflicts, agony and anxiety. We have not heard that dogs or cats feel anxious, concerned about tomorrow. We have not heard that they held on to their anger and paid back at a later time. Human beings are the only spiritual and mental beings, so we need to have a true rest in our hearts, freedom, peace and love. When we lose these things, we cannot enjoy happiness with any kind of possession we have. Modern civilization is extremely comfortable, but in reality, it breaks the true rest or peace of the human beings. In the past, there were not many mental diseases like stress, insomnia, nervous breakdown, neurosis alike. Convenience of civilization disturbs the true rest of human beings and breaks the peace. True peace is needed for people in the modern age. Peace is two becoming one. Individual and individual become one, nation and nation become one, God and we become one. To achieve peace, there is the UN, the leaders of the world gather together and hold meetings, but in the world village we live in, there are talks about the war continuously, and there is no single day where there is no quarrel. We need to realize that there is a true peace in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to this land to give us peace. Therefore, if we believe in Jesus, our hearts become at peace and family becomes peaceful and the nation also becomes peaceful. We know how important freedom and peace are. For 36 years, we lost our nation, we went through all sorts of difficulties. Since we had freedom and independence on the 15th of August, it has been 74 years. This is our 74th independence anniversary. We lost our nation, we lost our freedom in the past and we should not forget our history. Our surnames and given names were taken away and the language as well as the spirit were all trampled down. Young girls were dragged to the Japanese rape camps and became sex slavery. Once their bodies got ill, they buried them alive in the ground. If they got pregnant, they put them in a bag and killed them. This is a sad history of our nation. We lost our nation back then. At that time, King Kojong knew that Japanese people tried to kill him, so in every meal time, he fed the food first to the dog, to test whether the food had a poison, and then started his meal. Japan even killed the queen of a nation, Queen Myeongseung, dragged the corpse, burnt it at Nokjiwon. In this crisis situation, we became independent. However, we could not enjoy the joy of being one nation. The South and North was divided and people pointed guns at each other. The 25th of June war broke out and they had to kill other party to be able to live. In this miserable history, the nation became completely devastated. Our people have a history of agony, as we had countless wars and attacks. Nevertheless, from the complete ruin, we became the 11th biggest economy of the world. This is a big blessing from God. In recent times, our parents have worked hard and with blood, sweat, tears, they gave us this inheritance. This is a power of our people. In our passage, Esther was a Jew that lived in Persia. Esther lost her parents when she was young, and was brought up by her cousin Mordecai. Esther was beautiful and was able to become a queen to King Ahasuerus. At the time, it was a crisis situation, as the Jewish people were to be wiped out in Persia. Just because Mordecai did not bow down to one of the leaders Haman, the king's order were sent everywhere saying, "Wipe them out." At that time, Mordecai requested Esther to go forward to the king in person and plead to him saying, "Save my people." When Esther received this request, she felt uneasy. If someone was not called in and went forward to the king, then that person was to be executed. While Esther was anxious and hesitated, Mordecai told Esther as in Esther, chapter 4, verse 14. It says, "For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this." In verse 16, Esther made a decision. It says, "Go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa, and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." She asked him to pray for her, and for 3 days, she fasted and prayed. With a determination that if I perish, I perish, she went forward to the king and saved her people from the crisis. As we celebrate our 74th anniversary of our independence, we see that the spirit of people and idea about nationalism like Mordecai or Esther saved the Jewish people. Remember what Mordecai told Esther. This is a time that we need this kind of idea about nationalism. Wouldn't it be for such a time as this? Let us look at verses 13 to 14. It says, "He sent back this answer, 'Do not think that because you are in the king's house you alone of all the Jews will escape. 1. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this. Do not think that you only will live. If a nation is in difficulty now, and if you try to save yourself only and neglect the crisis of the people, then God would save the Jewish people in a different way." Verse 14 says, "For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this." It tells us that Esther was put in that position of a queen, so that she would be able to save people that are in a crisis situation. No, it was a blessing. Mordecai clearly passed on the message to Esther about the purpose that God has given her, the blessing, and about her identity. Wouldn't it be for such a time as this? That is right. If I have a better condition than other people, if I am in a higher position, if I have better things than other people, then we should know that this is not a blessing for my own benefit. It is a grace to know about why God gave me this kind of blessing. The fact that God gave Samson the power was to save his people. Samson did not use the power for the God's given purpose, but misused it. As a result, the power was taken back from him. Esther put her whole life in order to save her people. Esther even saw her life as the same as the lives of people. In the latter part of Esther, chapter 7, verse 3, it says, "Then Queen Esther answered, 'Grant me my life, this is my petition. And spare my people, this is my request.'" The confession that she made to the king was something that she risked her own life in saying, and it was to save her people. As the people love the heaven, we need to love our own nation. Teacher Ku Kim, that worked hard for the nation, as a Christian, said something like this: "Do not think about what the nation would do to you, but look for things to do to save the nation." That is a patriot. It is the same with faith as well. It is not about what would God give me, but it is about how would I pay back for God. It is the same thing at church. It is not about what would church do for me, but how would I serve the church body. It is about looking for ways to serve the church. Mordecai told Esther. Do not neglect the crisis of people just to save yourself only. Were you not put in a position like this for such a time like this? He said this. People of God love people. In Nehemiah, chapter 1, verses 3 to 4, it says, They said to me, Those who survived the exile, and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire. When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted, and prayed before the God of heaven. When Nehemiah thought of people, he sat down on the street and cried out. Moses was like that. While they were passing by the wilderness, the people committed crimes. When God said, I will kill them, Moses said, Take my life away instead. He risked his life to stop the judgment of God. Paul was like that. For people, he was ready to give away his own life. True Christians are the patriots that love the own nation. Out of 33 people that led the 1st of March independence movement, 16 people were Christians. At that time, a number of Christians were as little as 300,000 people. But the independence movement was led by the Christians. We also need to be Christians that love our nation. Esther risked her own life for people. Let us read verse 15 to 16. It says, Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai, Go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa, and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. Pay attention to chapter 4, verse 16. Going against the law means that she was already determined to risk her own life. This means that when a nation is in crisis, I will not live by myself comfortably. As there was faith like of Esther, the Jewish people were able to live. When one lady was determined to risk her life and become a sacrifice, she remained alive and also her people were saved. At this moment, in this time, you need to become someone like Esther. Esther prayed to God first. Verse 16 says, Go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa, and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. She fasted, prayed for 3 days and asked God to help her. Esther is a person of God. She prayed to God first of all. And then with a strong determination, if I perish, I perish. With that attitude, she went forward to the king and stood in front of him. In the latter part of chapter 7, verse 3, she said, Spare my people. She pleaded. That is right. What is a way for Christians to love a nation? It is praying first. When she prayed, God gave her wisdom and when she prayed, the heart of King Ahasuerus was moved. At the moment, we are faced with all sorts of difficulties. Economy and defense are unstable. Day by day, North Korea is launching missiles. As time goes by, we see that the power of North Korea, that could attack us precisely, is growing. But it seems government is not thinking of responding. The barbed wire lines of the DMZ area was taken away, landmines were removed, the river area of Gimpo is open. Everything is disarmed. We are so into an idea of nationalism ourselves. We are too weary of North Korea and the South Korea and U.S. alliances trying to take out the word alliance from it. We offered to give them 50,000 tons of rice but they said that it is insignificant and the talk about it disappeared. Our economic market is in panic state, but if South and North Koreas reunite and have one economy in peace, then right away, we would be able to catch up with the economy of Japan. When I saw this article, it astonished the people and the petition from North Korea is unreasonable. It was in Chosen Editorial, number 30,654. The president is a captain of a ship of South Korea, but where is he leading South Korea to? When we see this miserable scene of trying to win the heart of North Korea, people feel insecure. North Korea has no changes at all. As time goes by, they try to precisely target and launch missiles to South Korean regions. 67% of our people regard North Korea as our main enemy. Defense and economy are the pillars that keep the nation firm. If pillars get shaken, then it would end up falling down. 13 years ago, Pyongyang was the second Jerusalem. Churches were active and there were many outstanding pastors. Pyongyang Seminary was famous. But right now, as they became a communist, there is no church, nor a pastor. Everything disappeared. In 1907, the spiritual movement took place at Jangdaehyun Church. Where it was, now there is a statue of Il Sung Kim in the center. There is a boy castle. Without a nation, church cannot exist. Communism and Christianity are darkness and the light. Atheism and theism cannot coexist together at all. When the nation was becoming a communist, first of all, they wiped out the pastors and Christians. Where is our nation heading to right now? Like Jeremiah, we need to come out on the street and wail. Let us pray for our nation. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that loving a nation, as a Christian is praying for our nation. I hope you will learn it. When they prayed, they restored the Jewish people that were in crisis. Esther, chapter 7, verses 9 to 10, let us look at these. Then Harbona, one of the eunuchs attending the king, said, "A gallows 75 feet high stands by Haman's house. He had it made for Mordecai, who spoke up to help the king. The king said, 'Hang him on it.' So they hanged Haman on the gallows he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the king's fury subsided. Something totally opposite happened. Verse 10 says, 'So they hanged Haman on the gallows he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the king's fury subsided.' On the tree that they made to kill Mordecai, Haman got tied up. The height of the tree that Haman made to kill Mordecai was about 50 cubits high. In other words, it was a tree which was about 23 meters high. Here, Haman was tied up. It was a completely opposite situation. This is not a mere coincidence. It was the work of God. God moves through the history. Through the person of prayer that risked the life, God worked through it. It is the work of God. Mordecai set this day of victory as the day of joy. It says, it was to have them celebrate annually the 14th and 15th days of the month of Adar, as the time when the Jews got relief from their enemies, and as the month when their sorrow was turned into joy and their mourning into a day of celebration. He wrote them to observe the days as days of feasting and joy and giving presents of food to one another and gifts to the poor. The day of joy is a day of celebration, where people celebrate the grace of God. In Esther, chapter 9, verse 22, it says, as the time when the Jews got relief from their enemies, and as the month when their sorrow was turned into joy and their mourning into a day of celebration. He wrote them to observe the days as days of feasting and joy and giving presents of food to one another and gifts to the poor. My dear family in Christ, in a time of difficulty, a person that prays is a person that is a patriot, and it is a person that loves the nation. When they prayed, the work of God took place and the Jewish people were saved from a crisis. Right now, it is a time when we need to have a spirit of nationalism like Mordecai and Esther. Do not think that you will live by yourself, and do not neglect to face the crisis. Isn't it for such a time as this? The question of Mordecai is a message for us this time. Like Esther, if I perish, I perish. Give my people to me. We need to respond like this. We celebrate our 15th of August as the 74th anniversary of independence. It is a time that we need to prepare for the gospel reunification. Pray that we would be able to have reunification in a peaceful way, not by a war. And pray that it will take place by the power of God. Shouldn't we inherit a nation that is unified through the gospel to our next generations later? I hope that this month will be a month that we pray for our nation for at least 1 minute a day. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.